Twisters strike. I'm Deborah Valentine, Fox News. Tornadoes reported in Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas. Severe weather threats continue for millions of people in the Plain States. The National Weather Service has been warning the region could be dealing with hail, damaging winds, and flooding. Fox's Brady Campbell is in Omaha.
We spent most of our afternoon in Minden taking a look at that damage, but we relocated to Omaha, Nebraska, as storms are moving into that area, so we'll have shelter if needed. But the town of Minden, Iowa, they've been recovering all day after a large tornado spun through the area nearly 24 hours ago. This video shows it after it hit Minden. Terrifying to watch, but people were home sheltering as it passed. Thankfully, no one was killed and only few people injured in that town.
Iowa and Nebraska were hit by the twisters starting Friday. Several hundred homes and businesses damaged, but no deaths reported. Dangerous weather is expected to continue through the weekend. People in Israel continue to mourn and demand for the safe return of hostages held by Hamas.
Here in Tel Aviv, they've set up a makeshift Passover table. On one end, it's obviously very clean with crystal clear glasses. But at the other end, it's extremely dirty, topped with old rags and water bottles, symbolizing the suffering of those who still aren't home.
Among the 133 still missing, Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polin. Just this week, Hamas released a hostage video of the 23-year-old, the first time he'd been seen alive since the attack. His parents called it overwhelming, begging leaders at the negotiating table to keep going. Shortly after Hamas released a video of Hirsch, tensions boiled over in Jerusalem, where crowds protested outside the home of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
That's Fox's Jeff Paul in Tel Aviv. Hamas reviewing a new Israel proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Anti-Israel protests at Columbia University in New York continue as Jewish students say they feel unsafe. Here's Fox's Steve Harrigan.
Four different universities across New York City, protests underway at all of them now into their second week. A big crowd overnight at NYU. The protest there was peaceful. At Columbia, we've really seen the university go back and forth. They called out police once, pulled down the tents. The tents came back, and now they are in negotiations. Administration officials say they will not call in the police a second time. They have, however, barred one student protest leader, Kaimani James, from campus. Social media posts were discovered where James called for the murder of Zionists, saying people were fortunate that he hasn't killed any Zionists yet.
Protests at other colleges across the U.S. are being broken up by local police, and some universities are threatening to suspend students. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will testify in Washington regarding the COVID-19 viral pandemic. We get more from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Disgraced former New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo agreeing to appear before a House subcommittee regarding how his administration handled the COVID-19 pandemic in New York nursing homes. Subcommittee Chairman Ohio GOP Congressman Brad Wenstrup telling CNN Friday that Cuomo will testify behind closed doors on June 3rd, but a Cuomo spokesperson saying the former governor had already agreed months ago to testify. The three-term Democrat resigning in 2021 amid a wave of scandals, including allegations denied by Andrew Cuomo that he covered up COVID-19 deaths in New York nursing homes. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
3M recalling approximately 40,000 noise-reducing earmuffs that could crack. That could lead to potential overexposure to loud sounds. The 3M Peltor X4 earmuffs were sold nationwide between 2020 and 2022. I'm Deborah Valentine. This is Fox.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.